The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
A little bit about. You're going to love the food to go along with the wines. We're here to remember one important thing about our broadcast, and that's what we reflect each week, and that is wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So don't go anywhere. Stay and enjoy the next 60 minutes while we discover more information about taste and flavor as we celebrate the good food at the Social Bistro and Bar here in Tivoli this evening. If this is your first time listening to Wines du Jour, you need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wines du Jour radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Wi-Fi Radio, Satellite Audio, AHA Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And it's available on podcast, it's free on iTunes, it's also on Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and live on radio. That's Wines du Jour, and I'm your host, Les Kincaid. So don't touch that radio dial or that TV remote. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I'd like to talk to you about something that's very popular around the world, especially this time of the year, being warm weather, and that is rosé wines. Now, it used to be when I was young and there was wines around, anything that was rosé was really cheap and probably something that most people didn't drink, if you know what I'm saying. Well, guess what? That's all changed. Rosé is a very popular wine in France, as a matter of fact, especially the southern part of France, where most of the rosé wines are made. And for many years, they were about the only ones making rosé. Well, since then, as we all know, all sorts of other countries have picked up on making wines that improve the quality of the wines that they have. And therefore, when it comes to summer, they start making rosé wines. Now, rosé wines can be made out of almost anything because rosé just simply means it's pink. That's really what we're talking about. Rosé would be another word for pink. Well, in order to get a pink wine, we have to have some kind of a red grape in order to make a pink wine. Let me tell you how that works real quick. First of all, the red grape is crushed, and then the seeds and the skin and the meat are thrown into the juice, and the juice then, over a period of a few days, will change color. And that's how we end up with Cabernet Sauvignon being black or red, or dark anyway, compared to Chardonnay being clear. The longer the skins and the meat and the seeds stay in the juice, the darker it gets. So the juice, no matter whether it's a red grape or a white grape, is always clear. It's not colored. You think a red grape has red juice? No, it's white. So in order to get the red, they throw the skins and the meat and the seeds into the juice, and that's what makes the coloring. Well, that's what they do with rosé, only they do it about, let's just say, half the time. Instead of being a dark red, it's pink. That then becomes a rosé. Pretty cool. Okay, we got to go to a break. When we come back, I'll talk to you a little bit more about rosé wine, but more importantly, I'm going to introduce you to the man that runs the restaurant we're sitting in right now. He's a great chef, and he's very knowledgeable. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Here on CRN, we'd like to keep you updated on what's happening in wine throughout the state of California. Napa, Sonoma, the Pacific Coast has great regions like the Central Coast area, Paso Robles, Santa Barbara, Temecula. Join our very own Larry Van Alst as he takes a look at what's cooking on wine, the Sonoma Report. It comes your way Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. right here on CRN. Winemakers, superstars, wine growers, and more. With Larry Van Alst, what's cooking on wine, the Sonoma Report.
Over here in just a few minutes. Whenever he gets a chance, and we'll talk to him a little bit about this restaurant. This is a fairly new restaurant, but I have to tell you, everybody I've ever talked to has been very, very impressed with the quality of the food and the quality of the service here at Social. So before we do anything else, let me just ask, give me a chance to introduce Joe Shantz. He is the chef. Chef Joe, thank you very much for taking time out and coming over. I know you're busy.
Yes, yes.
Coming over to talk with us and also sharing some hospitality by allowing us to come to Social this evening.
Sure, no problem. Anytime.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been a chef?
I started out cooking when I was 13 years old. I worked for a small Italian restaurant in Youngstown, Ohio.
Youngstown, Ohio.
Youngstown,
I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I worked under the table, $4 an hour, you know, and I just did dishes and flipped eggs. That's how I started out. And then 15 years later, here I am now.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you're doing a great job, and you have two responsibilities, the way I understand it. You have another restaurant that you guys just acquired called
Elements.
Elements. Yeah. And Elements is right off the corner of Rainbow and Tropicana.
Sure.
You've opened it, or actually you just took it over. You didn't even close, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. So there's changed management, so to speak, and upgraded the quality of the food. I know that for sure. And that's a good thing. So if you live in Las Vegas, or if you're coming to Las Vegas and you don't know where Tivoli is, and we'll talk about that in a moment, you need to ask anybody where the corner of Tropicana and Rainbow would be, and then look across the street, and there's a sign that says Elements. No problem to find it at all. You open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week?
At Elements, just dinner for right now.
Dinner right now, that's right. You open at 4?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay, so they've got a great full bar, wonderful bartender. The staff there is very good. I've met the chefs. There's two that I've met anyway in the kitchen, and they know what's going on. And if they're working for Chef Joe, I know that's going to be a good thing.
We have an extensive martini list, over 550 martinis.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're a martini fan, just tell them, look, I'll take one at a time, but it may take a week or two. tell me a little bit about your restaurant. What kind of food are you serving, and what is the general atmosphere that you have?
Well, here at Social, we go for a feel that you can come in, drink wine, socialize, have a good time, talk it up, walk around, do pretty much whatever you want. In the limits of, you know.
Well, yeah, of course.
Of course.
And then you also have a really neat patio. In fact, when we first talked about doing the wine show, we thought about the patio, except that this is August and it's 105 degrees or more, and we just thought maybe it'd be a little bit too warm to sit out there. So we're indoors this evening. But I'm looking forward to maybe in a month or two, maybe we can talk you into coming back and doing a show from the patio. I think.
Absolutely.
That'd be a lot of
Absolutely.
Fun.
We also have a fireplace right up front here, so once it gets cooler out.
Yeah, well, Tivoli Gardens is the name of this shopping center, and this Social is right in the heart of it, so it shouldn't be hard to find. There's plenty of parking, both underground and on the street, and they have above-ground parking as well. So parking is never a problem. And if you're interested, you can come and have lunch, go shopping, because there's plenty of shops around here, and then come back in time for dinner and then go home. Yeah. That would be a good idea.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's not a bad idea at all. Well, I want to talk just a quick moment about the grapes that I was mentioning earlier, where you take the red grape, put it into, squeeze it, of course, put it into the skins and the meat and the seeds, and allow it to macerate for a period of time, and maybe 2 days or 5 days or 8 days. Depends on the grape, number one, and how dark you want that juice to turn. It starts out clear, like Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc, but it turns darker as the skins and so on macerate. So it's actually the skins and the tannin from the skins that change the color of the wine and also change the taste. So the longer it sits together before you separate it, the deeper, full-bodied flavor that you're going to get from those particular grapes. And it makes no difference what grape it is. Many times, in fact, in the case here tonight that we're going to have our red wine from France happens to be a blend of three different varietals. They're all red grapes, but they're three different ones. We'll talk about that when we get to it. And they did the same thing. They squeezed the juice, throw the meat and the skins and the seeds into that juice, and keep them all separate until they get the color they're looking for. Then they remove the skins and the meat and the seeds, and they start then pouring a little bit of this, a little bit of that, until they get the taste and flavor that the winemaker's looking for. And that's how they end up with any particular wine that has more than one. Now, in France, typically, where everything started back in the 1700s, what happens is the people there decided that Cabernet Sauvignon was their most favorite red grape to drink. And it turns out in the whole world, it's all the same. Everybody in America and any other country loves Cabernet best as far as the red wine. However, they discovered that all red wine doesn't taste the same. Each vineyard has its own flavor and taste. Even though they may all be Cabernet Sauvignon grapes, the taste and flavor that comes out because of the soil condition and the weather condition. We call that, the French call it anyway, terroir. So the terroir is going to determine how the juice is going to taste coming out of any particular vineyard. So that's okay. That's kind of interesting. But what happens if, in the case of Cabernet Sauvignon, and maybe in an area that doesn't have the right sunlight and all the good things that the grapes would prefer to have, so the juice doesn't have quite the same taste as the one down the street, they discovered that if they found another grape called Merlot, or for you in Texas, Merlot, if they took a little bit of Merlot and poured that into the Cabernet Sauvignon juice, they ended up with a nicer overall flavor, and the heat that they used to have from the not-so-quality Cabernet Sauvignon goes away when you add the Merlot. Now, we're not talking about 50-50 or 75-25. We're talking about 2 or 3% Merlot added to Cabernet Sauvignon. Well, in France now, and the reason I'm saying this is that in France, they don't tell you what the varietal is. They tell you the region that the grapes were grown in, and it's up to you to discover what they grow in that area. Kind of different, but, you know, it's French. What can I say? So what has happened is they don't put Merlot and they don't put Cabernet on, so most everybody in the world that drinks red French wine that is Cabernet Sauvignon, they had no idea that anything was blended with it. So what's happened over the years is that there's a number of people, and there's still a number of people, that are really hard-headed about that. They will only drink a pure varietal. In other words, if they're going to drink Cabernet Sauvignon, they don't want any Merlot added to it. They don't want anything added to it. So if it's not 100%, they don't want it. But they didn't realize that all the Cabernet that was their favorite was a blend. They don't like that. So they've kind of changed their attitude, or they ignore it, or I don't know what, but it hasn't changed. That's for doggone sure. So what's happened is the grapes have turned out to be very nice in taste. By adding another flavor, in the case of my example, Merlot, you end up with a Cabernet that's pretty doggone tasty. Now, the same thing stands true with some white wines. There's a lot of white wines out there that, let's just say as an example, there's Chardonnay. That is the most popular white wine in the whole world, not just France, not just America, but everywhere. More people drink Chardonnay as a white wine than any other. But you have to understand, there's probably 27 different types of Chardonnay. So, no, it may not be a different varietal, but it would be a different choice. So they blend some of this part of Chardonnay with some of this part of Chardonnay to get the taste you have. So you probably, if you're a Chardonnay fan, know that you've had Chardonnay, some you like and some you don't like, and that's okay. That's really the way it should be, but that's the reason. It's not because it's all the same and this company didn't cool it quite properly. That's not at all what we're talking about. We're talking about the different phases of Chardonnay and the blend that is made by the winemaker. So winemakers do a very, very important part in wines and choosing wines. And my suggestion is, if you're not really into a lot of different wines and you found a wine that you really like, remember who made it. And then go to your local retail store and buy that brand. And I, as I say almost every week, when you go to buy wine, please do yourself a favor and don't buy one bottle. Buy two or three of that particular varietal. Because as sure as the sun comes up in the morning, you're going to have somebody come over, knock on your door just after you open that bottle, and now it's going to be gone much quicker than you thought, and you'd sure like to have a little more. So if you had that second bottle, you'd be in good shape. So that's just a good idea. One other thing about wine, and that's storing wine at home. Most people don't have a wine cellar. That's understandable, and you don't need to have one to be a wine lover or to enjoy wine or even to collect wine. But ideally, you want to make sure that the wine that you do store, if you will, doesn't sit in a little unit that you bought and put on top of your refrigerator. You know, it holds 6 bottles or it holds 9 bottles. That's the worst place in your whole house that you can put wine. And the reason I'm saying that is because the motor from your refrigerator, the heat from that comes up between the back of the refrigerator and the wall and comes right over the top of where that wine is sitting. So what you've really done is heated up the wine, and you probably have ruined it if it's been there for any length of time. So that's one thing that you don't want to do. Number two is, if you're going to store wine, try to store it in a dark, cool place. Doesn't have to be refrigerated. And if you have a two-story place or a townhouse or what have you, if you can store it underneath the stairwell, that's a place where a lot of people put their wines, and put them on the floor or put them close to the floor. Remember, heat goes up. So what we want to do is keep the wine cool as possible. So if we put it on the floor or close to the floor, it's going to stay cooler than if you had a couple other shelves above there. It would be a lot warmer, right? Okay, one last thing before we go to a break. And that is, what do you do about wine that you buy? Let's say you buy 3 bottles, like I suggested, and you put them in the refrigerator to cool them down. A week goes by and you haven't drank them all. Should you take them out of the refrigerator? Is it okay to leave it in the refrigerator? How does that work as far as the wine is concerned? And I'm just going to tell you that typically you can have wine that is stored for in the refrigerator for maybe up to a maximum of 2 weeks. Now, I know a lot of people buy 3 or 4 different kinds of wine, and they put it all in the refrigerator. Some's red, some's white. And then they get around to it, or they don't get around to it, whatever the case may be. And a month or two goes by, they still have that one bottle of Cabernet still in there, you know. You need to get it out of there. Theoretically, you should get it out of there and drink it. But you know what I'm saying. That's the way that should work. So if you can keep your wines in the refrigerator for no more than 2 weeks, that's just a maximum rule of thumb. I prefer 2 or 3 days, okay? But a couple weeks would be okay. And here's the reason why. It's not because I'm persnickety. It's because the food that you have in your refrigerator, and I'm not trying to make anybody upset, it has aromas. And those aromas, over a period of time, are going to get into that wine, especially if it's for a long 3, 4, 5, 8, 10 days, 2 weeks. Especially if it's something like fish or, you know, some kind of a food that has an aroma to it. It will actually get into the wine and it can ruin the taste. So just, you know, it's smart not to do it. On the other hand, keep it in a dark, cool place. Don't put it on the counter in front of the window in the kitchen where it's nice and warm. And don't store it on what I call a hot wall. What the heck's a hot wall? Well, I'll tell you what a hot wall is when we come back from the break. We've got to go to a break. So if you'll hang in there, we'll talk a little bit more about storing wine, and we'll get back with Chef Joe in a few moments. So don't go
to relaxation. Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com. Enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation. Today, 866-706-3328, 866-706-3328, 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc., DBA, DebtHelper.com, 3025 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to Wines is Your. We're having a good time here at Social Bistro and Wine Bar. And we are now not only tasting the first wine, but we're tasting some of this fantastic food that Chef Joe and his crew have put together for us. And I'm going to ask him, if you would, tell us a little bit about what you've paired together to go with the first wine.
For the Rhone Blanc, I prepared a lemon tarragon chicken stuffed fingerling potato. It's very petite. It's a two-biter. And then I have a shrimp and salmon ceviche with mango, red onion, red pepper, a little jalapeno, and a mini tortilla cup, and a ahi tuna stack with avocado, mango, and cucumber dressed with a little bit of sriracha honey.
That sounds like dinner, not just a tasting. That's great, Chef. First of all, I want to talk a little bit about this wine because we haven't really mentioned, other than it's from France, what it's all about. And I just want to tell you that the first wine that we're tasting this evening is a white wine. It's a Rhone Blanc, if you would. That's the French way of describing it. But I mentioned before that it has three different varietals in it. And Claret is one of the varietals. You may not be familiar with it, like Cabernet or Merlot or whatever. But Claret is the name of a varietal. And it's 80% of the juice in this white wine is Claret. Then they have Rosan. Now, Rosan is possibly something that you have tasted before, and there's 20% of that blended together. And I was wrong. There's only two varietals in this one, but there's three in some of the others. So the Claret and Rosan are the two. And I want to also mention to you, which I talk about almost every week, is the percentage of alcohol in each bottle. And this particular Rosan is 13%. And because several people asked me, how much is this? You can buy it locally in your retail store almost anywhere around the country from $13 to $15. So it's very reasonably priced, very tasty, and I think you're going to find that the food that it's paired with, that the chef put together, is absolutely stunning. You like? I thought so. Okay, I ask you to remember the name Hot Wall before we went to break. What the heck is a hot wall? Well, it's actually very simple, and it's going to make a lot of sense to you, although you probably haven't paid much attention to it up to this point, and that is in your home. You go in your kitchen, and almost every kitchen in America, one wall faces the outside, whether it's the backyard, the side yard, or whatever, it faces that. But the sun then comes down and actually hits that wall directly, and it heats it up. That becomes then in your kitchen out of the four walls, or three, depending on your kitchen layout. One wall is literally a hot wall. That's where you do not want to put food. You certainly don't want to put any wine. So what do? Well, you put your glasses, you put your plates, you put all your flatware, that sort of thing, on that wall. It can get hot. It doesn't hurt anything. But if you start putting your mustard, or you start putting your cayenne pepper or your salt in that particular hot wall, it's going to ruin it. Or it's at least going to heat it up, and when it cools down, it's going to taste different than it would have otherwise. So the quality of food in your home is going to be based on whether or not you have a hot wall, and you've got the wrong thing, if you will, there. So you would never store wine on a hot wall, or any other kind of food. All of your, if you have a pantry, or you're using one of your cupboards as a pantry, make sure that pantry is not on the hot wall. It's on one of the other parts of your house. That makes an, I don't know about you, but that makes an awful lot of sense to me. And secondly, it makes a major difference in the quality of food that you serve. You could be the best chef in the world and you have bad product, you can't be a great chef, if you understand what I'm saying. The same thing stands true with making wine. Now, we talk about sometimes how wonderful certain wines are. Well, the juice, or the grapes, if you will, coming out of the field were wonderful to start with. They were done properly. They were the right maturity, enough sugar content, not too much sugar or not too little sugar. That's natural, because when you add a little bit of yeast to sugar, you end up with alcohol. That's the way we get alcohol. It's really that simple. So it's the sweetness of the grapes. When you add some yeast to it, you end up with alcohol. And the more you put in, the higher the alcohol. That's one of the things. So what we end up with over the last 10 or 15 years is how different the percentage of sugar in the grapes is before they pull it out of the field. When they go to the vineyard and take it out of the vineyard, it needs to be a certain percentage of sugar in those grapes. And we'll talk about that in detail when we come back, because it's very, very important. And that's going to determine the high or low percentage of alcohol in your finished product. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here in Las Vegas at Tivoli Village. Be back in a moment.
Las Vegas, no doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here, and we're just eating up a storm with a little bit of vino, or we're having a lot of wine with a little bit of food, however you want to look at it. Either way, it's right, and it's very good. Chef Joe's done a beautiful job putting together the 3 different items that he sent out for one wine. We normally have 3 to 5 bites of the same thing, if you will, to go with that wine. But he decided he wanted to be a little bit unique, and by golly, he was, and sent 3 different things out. So we got to taste more wine with more food. So there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. We're getting ready now to taste wine number 2, and Chef Joe's going to be back here. He's in the kitchen at the moment. He'll be right back here to talk with us in a few moments with wine number 2, which is the rosé that I mentioned a little bit earlier. What I have not said up to this point, shame on me, is the name of the wines. I say name. We're talking about the winery in France. And it's Jean-Luc Colombo. Jean-Luc Colombo. You know, I think 50% of all the males in France are named Jean-Luc, you know? Seems like it anyway. And Colombo, yeah, or Jean-Pierre. But Colombo now is a name that you can remember. And when you go to your retail wine store, be sure to ask for it. And wine number two is also Jean-Luc Colombo, but this comes from Cape Bleu. Cape Bleu, that's an area in the south of France. And it's a rosé. That would mean it's the pink that we talked about here. Now, the rosé that this particular winery has put together is a combination of two different varietals as well, Syrah and Mourvèdre. Mourvèdre is the name of the grape, and Syrah is the name of the grape. And you probably know that different parts of the world pronounce Syrah a little bit different, or spell it a little bit different. Here in America, depending on whether you're in California or Oregon or Washington in particular, Syrah is spelled S-Y-R-A-H, Syrah. Some people are spelling it S-I-R-A-H, Syrah. And if you take the same varietal, go all the way down below the equator to Australia, where they planted a lot of this, they call it Shiraz. That's their little slang term for Syrah. So Syrah, or Shiraz, depending on the spelling and the pronunciation, is the very same grape, the same varietal. I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that. Now, this is a beautiful, I call it a salmon pink color, is what I think of when I look at this. It also has some cherries in it. So when you swirl this around and stick your nose in there and take a whiff and then take a nice little taste of this, you're going to find, I think, a little bit of cherries, a little bit of black olive. All of those things kind of jump out at you. And one other thing that I think is kind of unusual and probably exclusive to the south part of France, and that is if you look real hard and smell real well and pay attention to your taste, you're going to find a little fennel in this. Now, fennel is known in other parts of the world as anise. So anise and fennel are the very same thing. In the grocery stores, most of the time they call it fennel when they should have really called it anise, but it doesn't seem that they know the difference. But it doesn't really make any difference because it's the very same thing. It's a very, very popular product coming out of Italy. The Italians love fennel. I happen to love it myself. I like to just slice it up and put it with a little bit of onions and garlic and saute it. It's pretty good. So anyway, this has a nice, I think, very smooth finish to it. In other words, when you swallow it, it kind of gives you that taste for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 seconds after you've swallowed it, but it doesn't heat up your throat like some wines do. In fact, our next wine, our third wine for the day, might just heat up your throat just slightly. We'll talk about that when we get to it. So this pink wine, if you will, this rosé is something that I recommend. If you're not drinking it now, you need to go get some and drink it, because summertime is the perfect time to drink rosé. The hot weather is the good time for rosé. Now, you can do barbecue, you can do fish, you can do poultry dishes, you can do almost anything, and this rosé will go very well with it, just because of its uniqueness. It's not a dark, deep, heavy-bodied red wine, but it does come from a red grape, where it's macerated in the juice for a short period of time, 3, 4, 5 days, whatever the case may be, and it becomes pink or rosé. Same-o, pink and rosé are the same. Okay? There's always, also, I should say, a little bit of cassis in here. Not only the cherry that I mentioned, but a little bit of cassis in here. I think this is very good. And the food for this is coming out as we speak. And I want to just tell you a little bit about what it is. And then when Chef Joe finishes plating it, he's going to come back and he'll tell us exactly what he did. But here's what you can expect that'll be coming out here within the next couple minutes. Brie, everybody knows Brie is a great cheese, with red wine poached fig flatbread, with arugula and orange zest. That's one item. That sounds wonderful. Here's what a lot of people like. My wife is the exception. She doesn't like macaroni and cheese at all. But if you have smoked macaroni and cheese with a little mushroom and truffle, that's what you're going to have with this rosé in just a couple minutes. And then Dungeness crab. How bad can Dungeness crab be? With a little bit of Thai chili aioli. And we know aioli is something flavored with mayonnaise, right? Okay. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll get Chef Joe out here and he can give us a little more detail. But please enjoy your rosé wine. Be back right after these moments.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having they're bringing out some food now. You can't believe the look of this food. This brie with a poached fig flatbread, a little arugula with orange zest, smoked macaroni and cheese with mushrooms and truffles, and a little Dungeness crab with a sweet Thai chili aioli, all to go with this beautiful wine. The chef's coming back now. I'm going to ask him if he would explain to us what he's done with the tasting for this number two wine that we're tasting at the moment.
So for the rosé tonight, I have a brie and red wine and poached fig flatbread with arugula and orange zest.
Uh-huh.
I have a smoked mac and cheese with portobello mushroom, shiitake mushroom, and truffle. And I have a fresh Dungeness crab rangoon with a sweet Thai chili aioli.
Ay, 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 ay. Any one of those would make a hell of a meal. Are these items, just because I'm curious, are these items on your appetizer list?
The brie and fig flatbread is. And from the last course, the ahi tuna stack is.
I see. Okay. Great. So when you come here, you could try exactly what we had along with a couple other things that we were lucky enough to be able to get. So this restaurant, what would you say is the more popular two or three items on your entree list?
On the entree list? Well,
yeah.
A lot of people come in for small plates, believe it or not, and that's the kind of direction that we're going to be.
And then I will tell you, let me stop you right there if you don't mind. Small plates is probably the smartest thing any restaurant could do for more than one reason. The more importantly, it's to give your customers varietal. You know, you don't want to go into a place, I don't know, I'd never own a steakhouse because you have to have practically nothing but steaks and maybe a couple fish dishes and a salad, and that's about it. So I'm not really into going in and having to order a steak. You know, you may have choices of steaks, but it's still a steak. Here, you talk about small plates. It could be any number of things based on what the chef has to say, and it gives you a better idea as a customer how talented the chef is and whether you want to come back more often or maybe not come back at all. I mean, it all depends, and that's what happens here. This place is packed. And that's just the way it happens. And the reason is the food is excellent because not only is it made properly, but it also gives you variety. Anybody can come in. If you're a vegetarian, you've got plenty of choices. They don't put it down as a vegetarian, but vegetarians learn very quickly to recognize when they look at a menu if something's really a vegetarian item or not. And so they have, you know, if you're a poultry person or if you're a beef or a pork or seafood, whatever the case may be, you've got plenty of choices, and they're available in regular or in small plates.
Absolutely.
That's just
the direction we're trying to move in is to get away from entrees and do all small plates.
Yeah.
I want guests to come in and have the opportunity to have five or six things.
That's perfect.
Our menu and really enjoy it.
So you end up spending the same amount of money as you would otherwise, but you have a big change in terms of taste. You've had a lot of different tastes. And that makes you a happier person, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, for example, you are going to try nine different things today.
Yeah, exactly. Three wines with nine different items. Now, that's just to exaggerate what he's talking about with the small plate concept. And small plates, you know, there's some restaurants that just don't do that. And I think they're making a major mistake. So the smart guys are right out front coming up with unique items and maybe even changing them every couple weeks. Do you have a new menu coming out pretty quick?
In the next couple of weeks, we'll be releasing a new menu, yes.
See what I mean? They just keep upgrading what they're doing and changing things. And it's all based on a couple things. Number one, what's popular with the customers? When you open a new restaurant, you only think you know what the customers are going to want. But unfortunately, many times you might be wrong. Doesn't make you stupid, but it means you have to be quick enough to recognize that it's not what you thought was going to go, may not go, and you come up with something else. So here, they upgrade everything, and it makes everybody happy.
I see him talking about the mac and cheese over there.
Yeah.
The mac and cheese, the base, is a smoked Roquefort-style blue cheese from Wisconsin that I discovered about 3 years ago, and no one uses it.
Aha!
Because it's very hard to find.
And it's very tasty, I got a feeling.
They cold smoke it for about 6 hours, and they use fresh fruit wood, so cherry, orange,
really?
Apple wood.
Very
like
nice.
That.
Well, so you could take something like that blue cheese and a pear and just slice the pear, and that blue cheese, you would be in seventh heaven.
Yeah.
Just a little pear with blue cheese on it, be absolutely outstanding, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Well, rosé is something that is not a bad word in America. We're not talking about white Zinfandel specifically, but although white Zinfandel is a rosé, we're talking about other types of rosés made from other varietals other than Zinfandel. Zinfandel is the most popular red wine in the United States. I don't know if you know that or not. But white Zinfandel is not the most popular wine coming from Zinfandel grapes. And I don't like it when, and I've seen this happen several times, when they say red Zinfandel as opposed to white Zinfandel. So you got to know that they're talking about the Zinfandel and not the white Zinfandel. Folks, if you know anything about wine, you're not going to confuse white Zinfandel from red Zinfandel. You don't need to put it in writing. You know, if it doesn't say white Zin, it ain't. That's all there is to it. But the Zinfandel is a very popular grape, and Many different wineries make wonderful Zinfandel juices, so that, or wines, if you will, that are just really tasty. And as a matter of fact, if you find a Zinfandel that you like real well, buy a couple, three bottles of it, and if you're still out there like everybody else this time of the year doing that barbecue thing, try a little Zinfandel as the wine of choice to go with your barbecue. That's not a bad thing at all. So, now this is, again, Syrah and Mourvèdre are the two varietals that they blended together. And it's a roughly 60-40 percentage, 60% Syrah, 40% Mourvèdre, and it comes from the south of France. Now, I'm not a big advocate of pushing any particular kind of wine or a particular area specifically, but I have to tell you, when it comes to rosé wines...
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. The live-action Beauty and the Beast movie hits theaters this week. The Beast is played grandly by Dan Stevens, who says this about bringing the character to life.
Something that Bill and I were keen to sort of bring out was this sense of a sort of petulant, spoiled child and the sense of kind of entitledness that led to his downfall, really. And so that was quite fun just to kind of work into this little montage and then see that threaded through the Beast's story.
For my full review of Beauty and the Beast, visit mungleshow.com or follow me on Twitter at @TheMungle.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, DBA, DebtHelper.com. 3025 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 3341. Down payment of debt, may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Yeah. Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here, and I've just got a mouthful of food. Sorry about that. Well, I have to tell you, the food here is spectacular. If you don't know about Social, you need to discover it. It's in Tivoli Village. That's northwest Las Vegas, around Summerlin area. And it is spectacular. They also own a second restaurant that they just purchased, actually, within the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, on the corner of Tropicana and Rainbow. And that restaurant doesn't open until 4 o'clock. This restaurant here, Social, is open for lunch and dinner every day. But the other one isn't open until 4 o'clock. Okay, let's talk about wine number 3. They're going to be pouring that shortly. Wine number 3 is a red wine. It is also 3 different varietals. Remember I told you earlier there's going to be 3. You thought I was kidding you because I've come up with two for one and two for the next one, but it's three for this one. And the three varietals in this blended together are Grenache. Grenache is the most planted varietal grape in the whole world. Did you know that? Most people don't even know what Grenache is, but it is, of course, a red grape. But it's also the most popular because it blends well with other juice. And so more people, more wineries, more winemakers all around the world plant Grenache than Cabernet or Chardonnay or any other varietal that you can think of. Then, of course, just about everything coming out of France has a little Syrah in it when it comes to red, because they love Syrah in France. And that's what this has, Grenache and Syrah, and then Mourvèdre, which is similar to our rosé that we had with those two varietals, but it also has a total of three. So this is just simply called Côte de Rhône Rouge. Rouge, of course, in French just simply means red. So we had a Côte de Rhône for our white wine, which we called Côte de Rhône Blanc, which is white, and now we're trying the red one, which is called Côte de Rhône Rouge, and I think it's pretty good. Now, the alcohol in this, 13.5, beautiful. Here it is, a nice full-bodied red wine. It's going to go with some really good food. Wait till we tell you about that. It's, you know, deep, dark red, if you will. It looks like it could be Cabernet or it could be Merlot. It could be almost anything. But it is the Côte de Rhône Rouge. And 13.5 is the alcohol content. Now, the price range is the same as the rosé, and that's $13 to $15 a bottle. So it's right in everybody's ballpark, I think. So you could have this, you know, you don't have to save it for a special occasion. It could be any time. $13 to $15 you could have for Monday or Wednesday or Friday, whatever. Rather than a special wine that might be around $25 or so for something a little more expensive. So now the food to go along with this, I'm just going to mention it, and then when Chef Joe comes back out, he can give us a little more detail. But listen to this now. You've got this nice, big, beautiful red wine. And with that, he's got a beef and veal meatball. That's beef and veal blended together. And he's put it with some whipped potatoes and a little Parmesan cheese. That's one thing. The second one is, are you ready? Duck wings, you know, quack, quack, duck wings with soy caramel and ginger. That's cool. And last but not least, fillet of beef with smoked potato gratin and a little white wine, I mean, a red wine reduction. Unbelievable. We've got to go to a break. Well, we're not going to break. We're going home. Nope, we're going to finish eating. I want to thank you very much for listening to Wines Is Your. We've had a great time here at Social. And if you would like to listen, we're on the air every week at this very same time at the very same station that you're listening to us currently. We hope to see you next week. We've got a new restaurant and some new wines to talk about. So don't go anywhere. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada. Good night, everybody.